Hi, I'm Louisa Latella. Thank you for joining me today. The following podcast is an audio version of an e-newsletter I authored for the WLS Lifestyles website. I speak of the importance of having a comprehensive aftercare plan in place for anyone thinking about having weight loss surgery, because surgery is just the first step in the exciting journey to recovery from obesity and compulsive eating. The title of the e-newsletter is Hope is Not a Plan. If after listening to this podcast you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at louisa@louisalatella.com or call me at 856-429-9799. Thanks and have a wonderful day. Hope is not a plan. So many times I have heard pre-bariatric surgery patients say, I hope the surgery will end my battle with weight forever. I hope I'll never have to struggle with food choices and overeating again. I hope I can never eat sugar again. Truth be told, there is no magic cure. Bariatric surgery is a wonderful and highly effective tool if respected and used appropriately. 4 times a year, I run a 3-month psychotherapy group for bariatric patients who are at least 9 months post-op. The demand for such a group is increasing as more patients are recognizing that the surgery did not cure them of their desire to overeat or to eat foods that do not support good health. In order for you to maximize your chances for long-term weight loss, you must have a plan beyond surgery. It is most beneficial that one have a comprehensive support system in place, which includes connection with a bariatric support group, regular appointments with a nutritionist and primary care physician familiar with weight loss surgery, a realistic exercise plan, and individual guidance in making emotional and behavioral changes. Quite often, this is not so easy for bariatric patients. Many obese people put the needs of others well before their own, leaving their needs last on their to-do list. Recovery requires that tending to and nurturing one's physical, spiritual, and emotional health move to number one on one's list of priorities. I have several clients who begin their process of recovery before they even have their surgery, so that by the time their hunger and ability to tolerate a wide variety of food returns, they have new, well-established coping skills and support systems in place. However, if you have had the surgery, thought everything was going great because you weren't hungry, you didn't think about food, and the weight was coming off effortlessly, and all of a sudden you realize that you are hungry, you are eating even when you're not hungry, and you've gained weight, don't panic. It is never too late to reclaim your power over food. Stop and take a deep breath. Monitor your self-talk. This is not a time for self-denigration. Rather, it is a time for self-compassion and understanding, much like you would offer to a best friend. Reach out for help. Go to a support group meeting. Start writing down everything you eat, not as a way to judge, but rather to create an awareness of what and when you are eating. Make an appointment with a nutritionist. If you find you are overly anxious or depressed, seek counseling. Another thing that can be helpful is to journal your feelings. Before you eat anything, ask yourself if you are physically hungry. If the answer is no, ask yourself what you would be doing if you weren't thinking about food, body, or weight. What kind of nurturing do you really need? Remember, food is not good or bad or right or wrong. It just has consequences in your body.